they tapped into the old phone line and I got internet and all that kind of stuff. There was like all this confusion about who's line was who's and those two companies.
Can we get started?
So I had to sort that out. Decided now we can actually have a fire bill without having a national disaster, but that's really the only thing left.
Did you send somebody to me today while I'm here?
No, I didn't actually.
Good morning, everybody. We'll go ahead and get started. It's 10 o'clock. My name is Deborah Gonzalez. I'm the Policy and Quality Assurance Manager with Early Childhood Services. Kimberly Brown, who is the Child Care Bureau Chief, who was going to do this introduction, will be running a little late due to traffic issues coming from Albuquerque. So we'll just start off with welcome. Thank you guys all for coming. We do know there is an accident on top of La Bajada. We've had one provider call so far, so we will be here till 2 o'clock accepting public or written comment. And if you guys have provider friends texting you or calling you, just let them know as well. Just a little bit of housekeeping. We do have bathrooms just right outside the door up the stairs past the elevators right there to the left. In case of an emergency, we are on the second floor. If the fire alarm goes off, staff will direct you on where to go, take the stairwells up, and we will be on the, what is this, the south side of the building. I think that's it. Was there anything else we needed to go over? All right, thank you so much.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Helen Quintana. I'm the hearing officer for today's proceedings. I have been designated by the Cabinet Secretary of the Children, Youth, and Families Department. Today is Thursday, August 29, 2019. It is currently 10:02 o'clock in the morning. This public hearing is now in session at 1120 Paseo de Peralta, Santa Fe, New Mexico, in the Apodaca Hall. This public hearing is being electronically recorded pursuant to 1.24.25.13 of the New Mexico Administrative Code. For efficiency's sake, I ask that individuals who wish to provide public comment to please utilize the sign-in sheet to indicate to me your desire to speak. I will use this form to keep organized and to be sure that everyone has an opportunity to be heard. The purpose of the formal public hearing is to receive public comments regarding changes to Regulation 8.8.3 of the New Mexico Administrative Code. I will be using the acronym NEMAC. Children, Youth, and Families General Provisions Governing Background Checks and Employment History Verification. 8.16.2 NEMAC, Child Care Centers, Out-of-School Time Programs, Family Child Care Homes, and other early care and education programs. And finally, 8.17.2 NEMAC, Non-Licensed Child Care Requirements Governing Registration of Non-Licensed Family Child Care Homes. And just for a brief purpose of the proposed rules. The purpose of the rules is to amend the background check requirements to clarify that abuse and neglect screens in each state where the applicant resided within the last 5 years will only be conducted for applicants applying pursuant to 8.16.2 NEMAC and 8.17.2 NEMAC. In addition, language is added to incorporate a two-step clearance process for applicants applying pursuant to 8.16.2 NEMAC and 8.17.2 NEMAC. A notice of provisional employment or background check eligibility will be required prior to commencing employment and will include a timeline for issuance of the notice. These amendments are to comply with federal requirements. Additional minor changes will be made to clarify existing language within 8.8.3 NEMAC. Additionally, the purpose of the rules is to amend the background check requirements to add language to incorporate this two-step clearance process for staff members. A notice of provisional employment or background check eligibility will be required prior to commencing employment and will include a timeline for issuance of the notice. These amendments are to comply with federal requirements. In addition, language will be included requiring policies and procedures ensuring that a registered sex offender does not have access to the facility where children are present and requiring household members reaching the age of 18 to submit their background check within 30 days after their 18th birthday. As we proceed through the public comments, I would ask that you would state your name and also state the relevant organization that you are representing. We will start first with Ms. Susan Florsheim from, is she here?
I'm here.
Okay, come on up. If you could please come up and use the microphone here.
And do I direct it towards you?
Or if you can stand here and then that way.
That
was just what we thought would be best.
That's fine. Hi, I'm Susan Florsheim from Los Niños Montessori in Albuquerque. I'm here today. I'm just curious and concerned about the child abuse registry. I don't know. I just need some clarification on what am I supposed to do with this information? Once I track all the people that are on the pickup list, is the register just for myself? Do I have to pass it on to CYFD? What happens if someone's on the registry that did something when they were 18 that has followed them their whole life that really had nothing to do with this? Are they not allowed to pick their kids? I just don't know what my scope is here. So I just feel like there's a gray area and I just wanted some clarification on that. And then everybody knows, the whole staff knows that this person is not allowed, but I just don't know what I'm supposed to do with this information, I guess. So more clarification on that would be nice.
Thank you, Ms. Florsheim. Mm-hmm. Please make sure that you leave your contact information in the back.
So I did, yes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And next, Joan Baker.
She's still in traffic.
And just a reminder, if you would like to speak, please leave your name on the sign-in list. Ms. Nancy Hudson. If you're Nancy Hudson, if you can come up, please, and use the microphone.
Yes.
And please state the organization that you represent.
Hello, Nancy Hudson. I work with Children Need Services. We are in favor of this regulation. Anything we can do to protect children is a good thing. However, I do have comments about the hearings themselves. I see there are very few of us, and we have a lot of critical things happening in the field of child care, as we all can agree. And we are facing some extensive hardships with some of the financial things coming down the pike. So regarding the structure of the hearing, I'm surprised there's not more people from CYFD here. I'd like to see more representation so that they can hear from us directly. I'm concerned about that. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
One other thing that's critically important. This meeting's at 10, which means those of us who are several hours away had to come up last night. I would like to see CYFD be more respectful of the organizations in that when we have to travel from far away, at least have the meeting at a time where we don't have to come in and pay for hotel the night before. We are forced to do that two nights in a row now because there's hearings tomorrow. Why were those hearings not in the middle of the day where we could consolidate travel to one day without having to stay overnight? Childcare providers are struggling desperately. We need to consolidate meetings, have them in the middle of the day, and quite frankly, they need to be held in multiple places in the state to be respectful of the limited, extreme limited financial burdens that we're facing right now. So I would appreciate that in the future, but thank you.
Is there anyone else here present that has not signed in that would like to make public comment related directly to the proposed rule changes that I stated at the beginning of the meeting? I see none. Will recess. I will pause the recorder until we have another member of the public who would like to make comment.
I saw a picture.
Hi everyone. It's just about 11 o'clock and I just wanted to remind anyone if you wanted to make a public comment and you have not signed in, please take an opportunity to do that. We are going to be here until 2 o'clock to listen to public comment, but I just wanted to make sure that you had an opportunity if you wanted to avail yourself to that. Until then, we'll stay on pause. I also want to mention that we do have a translator present if we need any Spanish translation. And that would, you're here to assist us with that, so thank you very much.
Good, how are you?
The time is 11:01, and we do have a member of the public who would like to provide comment with regard to the specific rule changes that are being proposed related to background checks. Ms. Joan Baker. If you can stand on the other
side. Stand. Okay. Good morning. My name is Joan Baker. I'm the executive director of a nonprofit called BEFORE that stands for Businesses, Educators, and Families Organizing to Reform Education. I represent small business owners and owners of the early childhood education centers. We have concern with the proposed regulation in regards to checking parents and those on pickup list for the sex offender registry. I see the intent behind the proposed regulation. Of course, it's to protect children. I do see some unintended consequences. One, the regulation doesn't really say what we're supposed to do with the information. And if we are to prohibit somebody from picking up a child, say that was the parent. This could make that parent not enroll their child in our programs, where obviously that child needs to be. And I just have a lot of fear of many, many unintended consequences. You would have to let your staff know if this person shows up, you know, they can't come in, they can't get their child, you have to walk their child to the parking lot, whatever that may be. And I'll tell you a small story of why I think this is going to be a giant problem. When I had my own early ed program in Edgewood, we had a young child get MRSA. And I gave a training to my staff on what MRSA was, on how to spot it, on what to do with him, how to disinfect for it. And half of my staff quit, and about 7 parents left because I allowed a child to stay there who may get a MRSA outbreak at some point. I think that we will cause undue hysteria and ostracization of a child who needs us most. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone present that has not signed in to make public comment? If so, if you would make your way to the back in order to sign in for that. If you haven't signed in but would still like to make comment now, you're still able to do that. It's 11:04, and I will go back on pause. The time is 11:37, and we have an individual interested in making public comment with regard to the proposed rule changes as stated at the opening of the meeting with regard to background checks. Ms. Rosa Barraza, please come on up and state your name and the relevant organization that you represent.
My name is Rosa Barraza. I represent the New Mexico Early Care and Learning Association. And my concern on this, or at least just getting feedback, is the time frame on getting, because when we get new staff, when we get new children and we get new staff, how long of a period would it be when we do get that we can hire the people that we need to hire? And that was my only question.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Barraza. You had left your contact information at
yes.
the front?
Okay. Yes.
And the agency will provide a response to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing that there are no other public comments at this time, we will go back on pause. It's 11:39.